I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We're coming in the hour this way, Bart, for a reason. This song.
Try to resist being last on the list. But no other man's gonna do.
As you hear this song by the wonderful Whitney Houston.
Saving all my game
for
you.
It's interesting to me, the things that are being said about quarterbacks and wide receivers who are with new quarterbacks and how they're talking about their old quarterbacks.
Damn,
and Devontae Adams is certainly one of them, right? Like, Devontae Adams has been that guy saving all my love for you when he's talking about – when he has talked about Derek Carr.
Yeah, man.
And now –
he was last on that list for a long time. He was looking at Devontae do his thing for 8 years in Green, the Packers of
you
Green Bay.
You have your family. Like he's a,
they
so,
need you.
Right? They need you there in Green Bay. And Derek Carr's like, you know, just being last on your list.
Y'all been hanging out. Y'all been out doing little fun stuff in the offseason, training with each other. Like, man, it'd be great to get back together, man. It'd be great back to get back together. And finally, Devontae Adams said, you know what? I am tired of this TP walking.
Yeah. Man bun wearing. But.
And it's getting hard. I spend more money on spilt liquor.
Well, I mean, listen to this, though. So, Devontae Adams apparently believes, when asked about, like, comparisons between Derek Carr and his ex, Aaron Rodgers. His response is, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
He said, it's tough to compare. It's really apples and oranges. It's such a different game. Obviously, you have Aaron, who's cemented as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Yeah.
That's like comparing me to Jerry Rice. Tough to do, because Jerry's put together what he's done, undeniable respect to him. And me, I'm still going. There's still a lot that I have to do to be mentioned with Jerry. I'm aware of that. And I think Derek's also aware of that from big picture. But then when it comes to, like, talent and ability,
yeah,
he said this. It's really similar. If I'm keeping it real, Derek's arm strength, they throw the ball a lot different. Like, Derek's going to fire it in there, and you're going to know that thing's coming quick. Aaron's got the ability to just tighten that core up and just flick the ball at you. So the release is different. But being able to get the ball to you late, if they see you coming out of a break, not many quarterbacks – can get it to you before you get to the sideline if you're outside the numbers already. So essentially,
it's no cap.
He said it's like
it's no caps.
They're the kind of the same talent wise.
And for all the people out there, like, oh, how dare he? Like, you know, you ungrateful, whatever. Right? Just imagine this for a second.
Yeah.
If Matthew Stafford would have started his career or played the majority of his career somewhere outside of Detroit. Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say he would have been with McVay 5 years ago.
Right.
His second. What would we say about Matthew Stafford? Would we not be comparing maybe Matthew Stafford to Tom Brady or to Aaron Rodgers?
Well, what did Cooper Kupp say to us last week when we asked him about, like, how things just clicked between you two and all that stuff? He just raved about it, right? Like, just how
– location matters.
Of course. But if Matthew Stafford was asked, like, you know, what's it like throwing a Cooper Kupp versus Megatron? And he was just like, oh, they're just the same. I mean,
he would probably say they're both dominant because physically, Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers both are mobile quarterbacks.
Right.
Both have strong arms. Derek Carr was in the MVP running, you know, 1 year before he hurt his ankle.
All I had to hear was Keyshawn Johnson say Derek Carr is to him one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Keyshawn has a wide receiver who knows what he's looking at.
Yeah.
That made me watch Derek Carr a little bit differently.
Did I play against Derek Carr?
You know what I mean?
I may have played against, maybe
at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a, Bart, lubricating strip. Keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. So we open with the song and with that because there's Davante Adams is not
time of the year.
It is. But Devontae's not the only one that's kind of like talking about the X in a way that make people like can respond like, wait, what? Like you're saying Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers are the same talent-wise? I want you do we have it to play? Yes, we do. No, we don't. But we had it to play. There's more. Did you hear what Tyreek Hill lately? Like, Tyreek Hill almost is now talking too much.
Yeah. Like, see, that's what happens when you become the most popular.
Tua?
See, what happens is when you become the most popular player on the team, somebody's going to put the mic, and you're the new player, they're going to put the mic in front of you every
day. They're asking
him. He's talking way too much.
They're asking him so much.
Yeah. He need to stop.
Yeah. You do have it? All right. Let's play, because Tyreek Hill now, this is from does he have a podcast now? Everybody seems to have a podcast now. It needed to be said. This is his podcast. It's the first episode.
Oh, it's the first episode.
And what needed to be said
and we talking about
was something that you need to hear. Take a listen.
Tua or Patrick Mahomes? Obviously, like, I'm going to go with 1-5 as the strongest arm. But as far as accuracy-wise, I'm going with Tua all day. But look, this is what I want inside the building. I want the head coach to know that on Sundays that defenses fear Tyreek Hill. That's what I want the head coach to know. And the head coach do know that, though. He know that without the cheat on the field, he know that, hey, Pat, you're going to have a long day today. You know what I'm saying?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want to apologize to our listeners because what he said, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Of course, Andy Reid knows that he's a superior talent. He's a great player. But let's not get it twisted. Like, you talk about a head coach that have won and went to the Super Bowl with James Thrash. And who's the dude that used to do the belt thing? I forgot his name from Philly, man. He was a clown, whatever.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers used to do the championship.
No. But Freddie Mitchell.
Okay.
From Juicy. He went to the Super Bowl with Thrash, Freddie Mitchell, and T.O. Uh-huh. Like, let's pump your brakes, man. Like, you ain't the greatest receiver that Andy Reid has ever seen. Like, he had a guy with speed before in DeSean Jackson. He had Jeremy Maclin, who was a great receiver as well. He coached and went to the Super Bowl with arguably the top 5 greatest receiver of all times in Terrell Owens. You need to stop feeling yourself as much, man. Like, humble pie. And you're going to get that humble pie now that you got this dude with this water pistol throwing you the damn ball. We'll see what happens now if the coach doesn't live up to what Andy Reid. Hey, how can he live up to what Andy Reid has been? Andy Reid has seen everything.
So
right.
Let me just reset here because this is Tyreek Hill on his podcast, which everybody's got one now, and it's the very first episode of it. When asked the comparisons between Patrick Mahomes, his former quarterback, and Tua Tagovailoa, who's his new quarterback, that, I mean, it can't go a week without some social media post of, hey, he threw him a pass and he caught it again. Like, it just seems to be like where we're just forcing everyone to agree that Tua is a good quarterback. No, really, everybody, he is. And he said that I'm going to go with Mahomes, he said Patrick, with the strongest arm. But as far as accuracy, he's going with Tua all day.
What is Tua throwing? Slants, bubble pass, screens. Like, he wouldn't even push the ball down the field last year. How do we know? Remember when Ryan Fitzpatrick was there, they had to put Ryan Fitzpatrick in to finish the game because this dude was throwing check down Charlie?
Yeah.
Like, come on, son. Like,
he said the reason why he likes this offense with Mike McDaniel that they have there, he said, I'm doing just more than just the deep ball now, intermediate routes, short routes, I actually need a guy that can get me the ball now on a dagger route, corner route, shallow cross route, right in the chest so I can do the rest. I make you look good now. So he's not necessarily – I don't know if this is about Tua and Mahomes as much as it is about he thinks – like, no, I don't care who's throwing at me.
It's the offense.
If hit me in the numbers, I can do the rest. He's talking a lot about how good he thinks he can be in this offense.
I mean – he could play the Deebo Samuel role, right? Could you see him in the backfield? Of course you can see him. You've seen him do got a neck like Ricky Williams and me and Tequila Spikes.
And I'll take it a step further. Apparently he also then went on to say, I want people to understand, I went for 150, meaning yards, with Matt Moore as my quarterback. If you don't remember that game, 150 and one touchdown with Matt Moore as my quarterback, and Tua is a 10 out of 10 Matt Moore, I guess. I don't know. I love Matt Moore, but Tua is 10.
That's a but again.
Matt Moore's.
Tua and Matt Moore ain't – Tua hasn't shown me that he's so much better than Matt Moore.
I love this conversation, man. They're like, this is just
– yeah, okay. It's all fun and games until we get in this heat.
It's saying – it's almost like saying too much.
Yes. And when you have to over-explain it, overcomplicate it, you're trying to tell great football people that don't believe – you're going to believe me or you're going to believe me or your lying eyes. Like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, could he be a better quarterback? Yes. Is he Patrick Mahomes? Please.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It is tremendous. There were several other things from the NFL.
All I need now is Robbie Anderson if he doesn't decide to retire.
Yeah, how about that?
To say that, you know what, Sam Darnold is the truth.
Oh man. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you feel like that wasn't enough stuff? Wait till you hear the things outside of the NBA finals. There's other things happening in the NBA outside the finals. Anthony Davis reveals the last time he touched a basketball. Zion Williamson, if I can use Bart's expression, can't wait to sign anything that they put in front of him, as long as, of course, it's fully guaranteed. And who is Donovan Mitchell hanging out with this weekend? Yeah, we'll get to that coming up in a few seconds. Your calls as well. But first, it is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to team up with Hello Alice to support small businesses. Get access to small business resources and learn more about small business grants at HelloAlice.com. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, what's the worst? What is one time that you had a great plan? You had a great plan, right? And you wanted to execute said plan, but like let's say like it's you and your girl, and you wanted to pull something off because you knew things weren't going well. And I'm going to do this. It's going to blow her mind. It's going to really turn her around. And then she breaks up with you before you had a chance to do it.
Damn.
Right. Like something like that. Like that happened in sports over the weekend.
What?
Or last week. And the story was told over the weekend and it'll blow your mind. That's coming up in audio files. We have your calls as well. But a couple of now, let's go around. We just went around the NFL. Let's go around the NBA. Where do you want to begin? Zion, Anthony Davis, or Donovan Mitchell?
I want to go straight to what's going to hurt your heart the most. Let's go to Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, you want to go with that one?
Yeah, let's go straight talk.
All right. So Jay Will this morning. I was on KJM this morning early, did a hit. And Jay at 4:35 a.m. This is when like
– yeah, stiff specifics.
Yeah, but the reason is because when you get a text that early in the morning, like I was up because I usually got to get up and work out early. I was up and I my phone buzzed. I'm like, wait, who's texting me at this time? So there's only two people it could be, right? Well, Keyshawn or Jay Will. Or actually three. It could be Evan Williams.
Yeah, Evan.
So – I look at it, and he sends me a screenshot. Chris Brickley had a birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. And he was out hanging with some people, celebrating. And there's a picture that he posts, and two people in the picture. One is Jimmy Butler, and the other one is Donovan Mitchell. And he said, and as Jay said to me, he said, uh-oh.
Were they sharing coffee?
No.
Because Jimmy Butler gave him a free cup.
Looks like a glass of wine.
Oh, that's even worse. That's even worse.
So I told you something about Donovan Mitchell, the Heat, I said it on Get Up. People thought I was crazy. Why would they do that? I'm telling you, Pat Riley's going to do whatever it takes to make sure he doesn't end up with the Knicks.
I hope so, because I told you, I want Ivy. I want young.
Well, like, I think Ivy
can be the next John Morant.
I will turn that way immediately.
I think he can
if
be the next John Morant.
If you can't get Donovan Mitchell, let's go.
Who's had more buzz coming out? Morant had crazy buzz, but then Ivy's going to be number one.
Yeah,
but Ivy's going to be number one, like or close to number one if it's not the kid from Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and their game is similar, but Ivy is a little bit bigger than him as far as just from a body weight standpoint, maybe a little taller too.
All right, so there's that. So I'm just throwing it out there. So Jimmy Butler, Donovan Mitchell, that might not have been a picture from this weekend. It could have been a picture from some point in time.
You're going to cry in a car.
But the bottom line is where there's smoke, there's fire. So keep an eye on that, as I've warned you. Zion Williamson had an event at a YMCA in New Orleans, so he was out somewhere. So, of course, they were all asking him questions about, do you want to be here? Do you want to stay with the Pelicans? And he said, I do want to be here. That's no secret. And he said, I feel like I've stood on that when I spoke. Now, he's been through a lot. He said, it's been a long year and all that other stuff. But when it comes to the extension, he said, of course, I won't be able to sign that fast enough. That he said, remember back when he was first asked about it?
It's $181 million.
Yeah. But the other part of the story is that, remember, David Griffin, the I say GM, but you, I think he's like president of basketball operations. He did say that you have to protect yourself as a small market franchise with some stipulations in the contract. So when Zion's asked about that stuff, that's when he said you got to ask the Pels. So what does that mean? Woj did say in a tweet over the weekend that he and Ja are expected to sign like immediately, Ja especially. That's not even a question. But Zion is expected just to what they offer him, he'll sign it. But I'm telling you, just keep an eye on all the stipulations. I can't see them being okay with him signing anything that protects the team from games played or something like that. So just another story to watch. Now, that's another one. Last but not least, and this one, man, Anthony Davis. I like, why would you ever admit this? So Anthony Davis was on a gaming YouTube channel. And he said,
No,
it's a YouTube channel. Nuke Squad. He said, I haven't shot a basketball since maybe April 5th. Would you have a problem with that?
Not really.
Really? You remember April 5th. See, where are we now?
June.
Yeah. June 13th.
April, May, June. It's about.
And I know he had an injury and all that stuff.
You take about 8 weeks off. Man. But no. Like, I'm just speaking. Like,
you don't touch a ball. You don't want to shoot enough. Your season ended the way it did. I haven't touched a ball. You don't think there's a little bit of concern about this dude?
It's not his game that needs to work. It's his body.
Yeah.
So it's not about him touching the
ball. I think it's also his obsession with the sport. I don't know. Is he a little burnt out? He's in Hollywood. Like, I don't like anything I'm seeing about him.
Well, we've seen LeBron shooting in the driveway with his son. Like, he was just he wasn't playing.
But LeBron is obsessed with the sport.
Yeah, but I don't have too much concern with him saying that. It's only been 2 months. Like, let's see. Like, I wouldn't do anything for like a little while too. When you're trying to heal up, especially if you're coming off injury.
It worries me. Now he also talks about how that's, like you just said, the eight-week thing. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah, you take 8 weeks off.
4 weeks to heal. Then you start lifting weights. But
then you start putting up some shots. Then you start playing pickup with
like
your boys.
Like I said, it's not necessarily remember what he said. It's the fact that he said it.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I want to hear.
Well, this is the transparency era, right? Where everybody's talking about what they're doing. You know, you got to think, the NBA Finals are still going. So, like, those players, whether they win the championship or lose the championship, is going to take about a month or a month and a half, 2 months off.
I worry about
the way that the game
what he's going to be.
Now, Westbrook said he ain't touched basketball, then I'm concerned. That dude gave me help.
No, but my point is Darvin Ham just took over. They bring in Rasheed Wallace. And everybody's talking about, you just mentioned, you know, Russell Westbrook making it work and all that stuff. Stephen A. having a problem with Russell Westbrook being there, thinking the Lakers are going to want to get rid of him. I don't think they can. And I'm telling you, the bigger concern, if you're the Lakers, is Anthony Davis. Because, I mean, when you show up, I don't need you running like you're Bambi on ice. Yeah. Like, you're worried about everything. Like, don't run like I did in our two-on-two, where every step I took hurt. Where when I landed, it hurt.
Yeah.
Like, everything hurt because I'm old.
Yeah, he got,
like, I don't need – like, Anthony Davis has to show up.
He desperately needs a year where he can
play – in the best shape of his life.
Where he can play 85% yeah. of the games. LeBron needs that. You can't wear LeBron
So when
up.
You hear, I haven't touched a basketball, like, whoa. Like, come on, man. Don't put that out in the world. So those, again, just a couple of stories around the NBA. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Donovan in Virginia wants to talk a little Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers. Donovan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's
hey,
good?
Real quick, I got the Dolphins winning the AFC East because I don't know how people are going to stop Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I know, you know what I'm saying, too, with the question mark, but you know what I'm saying, that's too much speed. And with Derek Carr and Devontae Adams, you've seen what Derek Carr said against the Chargers last game of the season. Aaron Rodgers texted him, so I'm pretty sure he sees similarities in him. And, hey, Ziggler, can you go get Robbie Anderson, man, before he retires, before Belichick does, so we can just solidify the Super Bowl run?
So, where's he going? Bring Robbie home? Where do you say send Robbie?
Where are you trying to get Robbie Anderson?
Oh, I'm trying to get Robbie Anderson to Vegas, man. You know what I'm saying? It's very tax-friendly. And, you know, Derek Carr, hey, look, man, he want everybody to eat, man. Derek Carr, I want this 4-for-4, man.
I mean, you're the 4-4. I mean, you just paid Renfrew, and you got Darren Waller, and you got Devontae Adams. You need you want another threat, or you want a deep threat? So
yeah,
Devontae, okay.
Stretch it.
Okay, yeah, that, you know, you forgot. Well, maybe re-sign Deshaun Jackson. He might want to stay now. He's contemplating retirement as
what
well.
What do you make of, though, Robbie Anderson suddenly just kind of, like, throwing that out there about retirement? Is that him just realizing, like, no, I'm not doing this?
These are the guys throwing at me? He just got paid his money 2 years, so he still got money that he wants to get.
Right.
He quickly deleted it. Sometimes guys be feeling down. You got to watch some of these guys, man. A lot of guys be battling depression that you don't really think about. And they'd be venting on a public platform, hoping that somebody sees their cry for help. So, I mean, I definitely would have reached out and tried to just see, hey, Robbie, are you good? You know what I mean? Are you okay? I mean, he's sitting there, and sometimes, like, the season is long, and the part that you hate the most is the part where you have to prepare for the games. The games you love. But, you know, the grind and the grueling off-season conditioning programs and the OTAs, they got to get redundant after a while. They all run together.
Uh-huh.
Training camp, like, week two, you're like, oh, okay.
By the way, I forgot another NFL headline I forgot to mention is Lamar Jackson, apparently, at least at the facility with the Ravens.
Did you miss me?
Yeah. That's a good sign, though, right? That at least he's there.
He's a professional, bro. Like I told you, I think he's betting on himself. And he doesn't mind playing under the premise that, hey, I'll be here and I don't have a long-term contract. He'll take out a huge policy in case he blows out his ACL. But even ACLs don't stop you from being able to play well, right? So, like, He'll take out a big policy, insurance policy on himself for probably $50 million. So if something catastrophic happens, something crazy like Bo Jackson get his hip pulled out, dislocated, yeah, and all
that
type of
stuff out in the world.
But,
man.
You know, you take that out and you cash in your money you get this year and you cash in the $50 million policy. But, you know, he's playing a long game. He's trying to hit the jackpot. Like, he's not just trying. You know how you see, like, hey, who wants to be a millionaire? And then the bank call you, and it's like, it's an offer for 120. And you're like, man, it ain't a million, but, man, I can really do a lot with 120. He has $23 million guaranteed. But if he goes with the Joe Flacco, man, you talk about 230 being guaranteed. You can add 250 being guaranteed.
Wow. Well, he's going to be with the youngest wide receiver group in the NFL, at least one of them. Nobody's over the age of 25.
Yeah.
He's in his fifth year, you know, and
they
want to lock
like 13, him up. He's only lost like what 13 games as a starter, or like 8 games as a starter, something crazy.
He's had a hell of a start as a starter, and now it's just there. And I mean, it's so funny because the Ravens are just like, yeah, look, let us know when you're ready to get paid.
Yeah,
so we'll see where that goes. But at least he's showed up at the facility. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. I want you to try the $45. Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Coming up, as I teased it before, audio files, plans. You like them when they come together, but sometimes timing is just not right. We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN App.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan on Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Nice and toasty in here now.
What did you put the heat on?
Man, you had it at 66 degrees.
I didn't have it on anything.
Did you see my nose running? Well, you can't see because of my mustache. I got it.
Look, that was definitely me.
You put it on. You had it on.
It was hot when I got in here.
Yeah, it's 66, man.
That's all right. It felt good.
How you gonna control the heat in here? Because you can open the door.
He's in the honeycomb hideout.
He can open the door and put a damn fan on, man. I'm over here.
Brother, it's 1,000 degrees outside. What do you want me to do?
Now it's 1,000 degrees in the damn studio, thanks to Bart.
It looks like it's overcast, man. Quit wearing black. You know what I'm saying? It reflects all, it soaks up all the heat.
It's still 87 degrees and humid.
So. Feels so much better, man. I can feel my fingers.
So the Canadian Open, by the way, let's, you know what? We have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But right now, and we will get back to your calls, but right now it is time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in this segment we like to call
Audio Files. The Audio File. The Audio File.
Now I can tell you the Canadian Open was this weekend. I don't know if you were paying attention to the PGA Tour.
So much
talk about the LIV Tour.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm so disappointed at these dudes straight hating and shooting shots at fellow golfers.
All right, well, let's hear from Rory McIlroy, who won the Canadian Open by 2 shots over Tony Finau.
Who?
Yeah,
exactly.
And he kind of acknowledged, took a shot, maybe subtweeted Greg Norman, who is the LIV Golf CEO, as really the one that took the money and, you know, started this whole thing. And for McIlroy, it was his 21st PGA Tour victory, which he notes put him ahead of someone.
I wanted it a lot. I wanted it at the start of the day. And there was a few different incentives in there. I've been up against JT quite a bit in the past, and you know he's gotten the better of me a couple of times. So I knew I had to play really good to beat him. Tony as well. Tony played incredible golf today too. So that was a big part of it. I think going up against the best and beating the best is always makes it extra special. And then I alluded to that, I had extra motivation, of what's going on across the pond. The guy that's spearheading that tour has 20 wins in the PGA Tour, and I was tied with him, and I wanted to get one ahead of him, and I did. So that was really cool for me, just a little sense of pride on that one. Mm.
So now he has one more tour win than Greg Norman.
See, but this is what I'm laughing at. Like,
he knew it.
Okay.
And he acknowledged it publicly.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
A little bit of rivalry all of a sudden now here.
Congratulations.
The guys that didn't defect sort of taking shots at the guys that did.
Listen, these dudes are some suckers for that. Right? Listen, I went and did what's best for my family, what's best for me, and you sitting there taking shots. At the end of the day, we supposed to be we the golfers. Why are you worrying about what the administrators are talking about? So you want to take shots? I mean, you're a real buster for that. And guess what? Maybe your 20 don't count because you didn't go against the best players of your era to get your 21. Because guess what? Half of them over here with me at the LIV. So congratulations. If you want to do this like this, then do it like you used to do it. Let them guys go against it, and then let the other guys go in it, and let LIV put up $1 billion. or $500 million or $100 million, and you put, and the PGA put up $100 million.
Maybe we're headed to that.
And then we'll see that our guys go against your guys, and then the winner get that. And let's do it that way then, Buster. Like, you're a real sucker for that, man. You're a real sucker. Listen, the only reason you're over here making money is because we over here letting you get this money.
I mean, Rory McIlroy is one of the best golfers in the world. So
yeah, one. Who's the others?
Yeah, no, just he. Several, but he's over one of them.
And then the other ones are where?
A couple are over there.
So let me tell you.
The best ones? There might be two or three that are still the best in the world.
Okay.
Dustin Johnson being one of them.
Okay, well, did he beat the best?
Bryson DeChambeau apparently is jumping into this.
Would McIlroy had been the favorite if those guys were there?
He would have been very much in contention.
In contention.
Yeah, he's certainly going to be always in the conversation as a guy who can win it.
Yeah, of course. But before that happened, who was ranked high?
I don't know.
Who was ranked high?
I don't pay attention to know who was the favorite to win the Canadian Tire Open.
He a real buster for that. He's a real buster. He'll buster, you know, Cowles and Compton get sprayed in day. He's a real buster for that. Wacky buster. D. Wacky. He over there, Wacky D.
Wacky.
Sit up there like Pootie Tang. Sit up there hating. Man, you're a real buster for that. I hate when these dudes want to hate.
You're really mad.
Nobody's going at the NBA for their dealings with China. Now you want to sit up here because now we got competition? That's best, because now guess what? There's more money for you to win, more chances for you to win money. There's more money for me to win over here. If you want to do it, we can run it back. We can go against on a neutral site, and we can go against each other. How about that, sucker? I hate these dudes.
The whole point was they were going against each other in the PGA Tour. Yeah. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. And the PGA Tour.
They were going against each other.
And guess what? It's another platform that's paying out more bread where we can get this money and take care of our family. So get out of here with this wacky D stuff.
Take care of your family, right?
Take care of your family.
Poor families were struggling before Lynch showed up.
Well, ask some of the richest people in the world how many people they take care of. You don't know these people's circumstances.
You're right. This is a completely other conversation. Can I make you laugh now?
I hate these little suckers, man.
This was supposed to be like just one story, but the second story, which we have barely enough time for, was the better story.
I got a real problem with these live people, man. These people going against the live.
All right.
Suck.
Sunday Night Baseball.
Okay.
Tim Kirkson tells a story about Joe Maddon, who got fired by the Angels because they couldn't win and they apparently still can't win.
Yeah.
And Tim Kirkson tells something that Joe Maddon was planning to do to shake the team out of the slump.
After consecutive loss number 12, Maddon got a mohawk haircut to try to awaken his team. But the players never saw it. He was fired.
This poor guy. Now, you know what Joe Maddon looks like, right? He's got the glasses. He's got gray hair.
Yeah,
this poor man.
I want my money back. I need pain.
Cut his hair into a mohawk, walked into the building, and they were like, Joe, we got to talk to you. And they looked at him as, like, again, he's Taxi Driver. You remember Taxi Driver, right? De Niro?
Yeah. I love
Mohawk.
Taxi. Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to have to let you go. Wouldn't you at least go, whoa, you got a mohawk to break the streak? Tell you what.
Somebody we got.
We're going to let you coach a game or two.
See if you get out of it, yeah.
And
see if this works.
I mean, how do you have the...
Yeah, I would
no I heart at all.
I would have took my Louisville Slugger. And somebody would have
damn.
Somebody's shins would have been getting beat.
I'd need to see what he
and
looks
I
like.
I would have cut your hair into a mohawk.
I mean, this poor man is 68 years old.
He cut a mohawk,
and he cut a mohawk into his head to help his team. And you're like, yeah, we're still firing you.
Ain't the third,
and they didn't win anyway. They still lose.
Yeah. Way to go, Trout. Diaz, hot heat, baby. 102, right past you, sucker.
That's rough.
You see Diaz, by the way, man?
Yeah. Apparently, though, Maddon told the LA Times that he's doing fine. He went for a bike ride. He's playing golf.
Yeah, that money's guaranteed, man. Nobody's feeling sorry. The dude got his money. Did you see Diaz?
Took Kirkson telling that story, though. It's just random, like right in the middle of Sunday Night Baseball. Like, wait, what? What happened?
Wait.
Dude cut a mohawk. So is there anything that you've ever done
and got a low
that you
tat.
Had a plan – where you're like, you know what, the relationship's not going well, I'm going to do this. Even for your team, whatever it was, you're like, I got this plan, this is going to go great. And then you show up and it's like. Exactly. 888-SAY-ESPN.
I know some stories out there. Please share, everybody.
3776.
Class participation.
Like you were going to do
something. Something you did for a friend or
your girl. And they still broke up with you anyway.
Gave it a ring.
That's what like, happened. Oh, that's that one hurts even more.
I'm pregnant with his baby.
Yeah. So
what?
let's all like just support Joe Maddon by saying, yeah, I've been there too. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's audio files, by the way. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. Also, what we need to do, because we've gone through all these stories that we've heard today so far, sometimes don't press send. You know, like
Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards said, I don't know, just drew a blank. Yeah, I think there's some things we need to delete, and we're going to delete that coming up next. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Christian is in St. Louis. Christian's been holding for a while. How you doing, man?
Good afternoon. What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Now, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, but today it sounds like y'all broadcasting from the Bay Area. Like, all right, got all these strategies for Golden State to win. Did y'all bet on Golden State to win at 6 or something?
Yes. I predict. Well, I called it. I predicted Warriors in 6, so I got to hold to it. And the only way I'm going to be right is if they win the next two.
And that will hurt. Listen, that will hurt Allen so badly if Boston wins and his poor Knicks. You know what I mean? And you understand where his heart lies. I am contractually obligated to hate the Celtics because what Larry Legend did and Dennis Johnson, you know, all that stuff from beating my Pistons back in the day. So I can't rock with none of that myself. You know what I'm saying? So I go with little Gizmo, you know what I mean? And you know, like Steph Curry, man, like little cuddly, little cute kid. You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
I feel you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No, you got it, Christian. Yeah, I mean, if it does sound like we're a little bit like leaning
of
more
course,
towards
yes.
Golden State. It's mainly for the reasons I pointed out.
Well, we don't hate Boston.
Well, I mean, but it would I thing. Like to see the Celtics win? I would not.
Yeah,
just could like, they win? Of course they could. Just like but what I've seen out of the Warriors just gives me reason to think they could.
And to be honest, a bit of a fist pump for you when the Rangers lost. Bit of a fist pump because you didn't want them.
I don't want the I don't want the Lightning though. See, here's the
well,
problem.
Well, you see,
now I've got to root for the Avalanche.
Exactly, so. Which I think Avalanche will be favored.
They're rested. They have a ridiculous offense, but the Lightning are
because you're stuck in a dilemma. Explain the dilemma because one is you didn't want the Rangers to be able to beat
no.
the team that the Islanders couldn't beat.
Yes,
but now the Lightning is attacking the dynasty that
yes.
was the Islanders.
Yes,
now you're conflicted.
Yeah, if you think about where Tampa's at right now.
Yes, well, it's not
four. It's 11, right? 11 straight playoff series. The Islanders won 19 straight, so there's still a bit a ways to go. But if they win a third cup. That would be the first time a team has won 3 straight Stanley Cups since the Islanders did it, 80 to 83, which was 4 straight. And it's hard to believe that any team will ever win 4 straight. Like, what the Islanders did is similar to, like, the Dolphins celebrating all the time, the perfect season, right, winning a Super Bowl and being undefeated in a season. Like, it's the same thing if those Islander teams, every time you get, the repeat champion doesn't win. Like, if the Lightning lose in the Cup Final – those Islander players that are still around should celebrate. Yeah, they should all get together.
Miami, like the Dolphins.
Yeah, like the Dolphins do, because that is a record now in professional sports in North America that I can't see anyone breaking that. 4 straight championships, never to be broken. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We got some moves to make with you. Like this, you want to win some money? A chance to win some cash just by tuning into Game 5. Listen to the NBA on ESPN Radio Basketball Championship broadcast tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern is when it begins for a chance to win $5,000. $5,000. So all you got to do is listen, and you get $5,000.
Just listen?
That's it. Just listen. $5,000. Done. But we have talked about some things. Today, Bart, I think it's time that we go over some stuff that has been tweeted and posted over the weekend. Go through it and tell people,
delete that!
Because there's certain things that have been said that or posted that shouldn't be in the world. It should disappear from social media. We begin with the Chicago Cubs. You know what happened to them, right? On Saturday, early in their game against the Yankees, they played the Yankees this weekend, and Stanton had a line drive that looked like it was going to be out. And Christopher Morel jumped up, made the catch. Okay? So the Cubs tweeted, Yankee fans think everything's a home run. Two innings later, six solo home runs later, the Yankees win 6-0. But that's not it. Then There's on more. Sunday, the Yankees mashed their way to an 18-4 win over the Cubs, who ended up using a position player to start throwing pitches.
Oh, and that went out too. Yo, did you see
it? 38 miles an hour?
Like a softball.
Kyle Higashioka just belted it. I mean, it looked like a softball lob pitch. Crushed it. The Cubs' last tweet.
There
he goes. Yeah, exactly. So the Cubs' last tweet, final, Yankees 18, Cubs 4.
Exactly.
So it's going back to that, play. Yankee fans think everything's a home run tweet. Hey, Cubs.
Delete that.
Yeah. So we have that. Home run. There's that. Then there's, of course, you heard it a little bit earlier in the hour, but we'll bring it back. And again, Renee, if you have it, play it. It's Tyreek Hill. On his very first episode of his very first podcast, he's asked to compare Patrick Mahomes, his previous quarterback, to his new quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. And he said this.
Tua or Patrick Mahomes, obviously, I'm going to go with 1-5 as the strongest arm. But as far as accuracy-wise, I'm going with Tua all day. But look, this is what I want inside the building. I want the head coach to know that on Sundays that defenses fear Tyreek Hill. That's what I want the head coach to know. And the head coach do know that, though. He know that without the cheetah on the field, he know that, hey, Pat, you're going to have a long day today. You know what I'm saying?
Without the cheetah on the field – I guess the Chiefs are in big trouble. It's your first episode. I get it. But Tyreek.
Delete that.
I mean, Tua is more accurate. No.
Well, what he's going to find out without Andy Reid calling the plays, his career might not be the same.
We shall see. Last but not least, our good friend, we love him, Kendrick Perkins, tweeted this over the weekend. I believe that Steph Curry should win finals MVP regardless of the outcome. He has been the best player in the series. It's not even close. The man's averaging 35. Don't mind me. Carry the hell on. Perk, if the Warriors lose this, Steph Curry shouldn't be the MVP because that means somebody on the Celtics did something special, and Jaylen Brown has been playing well enough for the Celtics to deserve it. So, Perk.
Delete that.
Even though I love you.
Delete that.
All right, we'll continue. We'll see if Monica McNutt agrees with me that Perk should delete that next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.